Northern breeds like Siberian Huskies or Alaskan Malamutes have a reputation for being difficult, which can make rehoming them a challenge. But a new local rescue is looking to give them a second chance at a bright future. HADES Rescue was launched by founder Alana C. and director Aaron Knight in November to rescue, rehabilitate and find forever families for abandoned, abused or neglected northern dogs, though they are open to helping other breeds as well. Their mission is to provide a safe haven for the animals while promoting responsible pet ownership and advocating for animal welfare in Guelph. Ever since the pandemic, there has been an overflow in shelter and rescues, so I knew I had to find a way to help and do my part, and that's why I formed the rescue, she said. It's named after her first dog, Hades the Husky, who passed away. Him and I were together for over a decade. He was my heart dog, she said. He was a rescue himself, so once he passed on, I wanted to do something to help huskies in need of rescue while honoring him. It also stands for helping Alaskan dogs escape suffering. While she said huskies are a really stunning breed with really unique personalities and needs, those same traits are the reason that so many huskies find themselves being rehomed or surrendered. So far, they've picked up 3 dogs who were being surrendered over social media, and are trying to rehabilitate and then place them with fosters. Knight is an animal behaviorist with 17 years training experience, and focuses on positive reinforcement and operant conditioning to help the dogs become their best selves. We also have the ability to identify and counter condition traumas and undesirable behaviors and bring dogs back, he said. We do take on tougher cases, dogs that typically slip through the cracks. They are desperately in need of fosters until the dogs are ready to be adopted. Ideally, fosters would have experience with reactive dogs and the time to train them, with his help. They'll have direct access to me, and we create a customized curriculum for that dog, he said. The rescue will provide food, dishes, collars, leashes, ID tags, crates and a foster guidebook for anyone fostering a dog. You also gain access to a supportive group of coordinators ready to assist you whenever you may require, Alana said. What we're looking for in our fosters is a loving and nurturing home, a ride to our partner vets for medical and surgery appointments, regular updates and photos of your rescue. In the next year, they hope to open a facility in Guelph to serve as their rehabilitation center for rescues waiting for foster homes, so they can take more dogs in. Knight said they are also considering launching a free clinic or workshop to educate the public on how to get into fostering and rescuing dogs. I have a soft spot for the dogs, that's why I've been in animal rescue for over 15 years, he said. Animal rescue has always been necessary, but it's never been more necessary. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by HADES Rescue, @hades.rescue.